Hi, and we're on another day of Witch Rising, the Pagan World special on the radio. And we're talking to Marianne Kay, a woman of great energy, and she's known well to the community in various capacities, but most known too as a businesswoman and an entrepreneur speaking out on women's rights. She runs her own business, My Mystic Gems. And today she's going to talk to us about some of the difficulties facing women today and to look forward in 2024. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Ed.
I hope I described you well. So to note, she's been a very large assistant to the witch community, the pagan community, in many capacities. But in and of herself, she has her own opinions about her spirituality. So she's not advocating for anything else. She is advocating for the power of women.
There
So
you go.
And so let's go ahead and start. What is it that you think is the biggest issue facing women today? I know you have a lot of opinion, but let's start with what do you think is the most important today?
The fact that their GOP is taking away rights from us and wants to continue to take rights from us, if they have their way and they continue to stay in power, pretty soon we won't have any rights at all. I pulled up something that I posted back about 4 years ago. Because when I was a teenager, women didn't have the same rights that they have today. In fact, they had a lot of things that weren't available to them back then. And I just kind of wanted to share this list with your listeners, because I suspect a lot of people have no clue that any of this was true. But I will read it to you like this. In 1969, women could not easily get a divorce. They could not attend an Ivy League school. In 1971, they still could not practice law. In other words, there were no women lawyers before they were allowed to in 1971. In 1972, they could not run the Boston Marathon. They could not buy birth control pills if they were single. In 1974, they still could not get a credit card in their own name. In 1975, they still could not serve on a jury. In 1976, they could not attend a military academy. After 1977, they were finally able to sue for sexual harassment in the workplace. After 1978, they were finally able to keep their job while pregnant, but they could not become an astronaut. In 1993, they could not refuse sex with their husband, nor could they wear pants on the Senate floor. In 2010, mind you, they could not get the same rates for health insurance as a man. And as of today, they still do not get paid the same as a job. They have the same job, but they do not get paid the same as a man. So, if any of those things are shocking to you, and they should be, this is the stuff they want to take away from us again. All of these rights that we have won since 1969, they would like to take away from us again. They do not want us to have any of these rights. And I'm sure there's probably more that I've missed. As of now, we no longer can get an abortion if we're raped, if our lives are in danger, if the baby's life's in danger. We cannot get an abortion in more than half the states in the country, and in some places, it can be prosecuted, and you can be convicted of a crime even if you have a miscarriage, which is not your fault, which is just happens naturally. Sorry, I didn't know the phone was going to ring. We can ignore it. So if I sound kind of angry and upset, it's because I am.
You should be. You're a businesswoman and a single entrepreneur working very hard with his various systems. And you mentioned that there are a lot of women out there, but one of the things that's happening is in this attack, you've mo noted that they're trying to bring down like the post office. The post office has had become very difficult to deal with, and it's because of not because the post office is not a good service, but because of who's in charge. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's DeJoy. he was appointed by Trump. I don't know if y'all remember, but he was during the COVID epidemic, and when we were having all kinds of problems, DeJoy was appointed by Trump to take over the post office. And he, in my opinion, is guilty of all kinds of things. But the main one was he tried to stop mail-in ballots. He did everything he could to prevent mail-in ballots during the election, which is a big thing for Democrats because more Democrats vote by mail than Republicans, or did at the time. He is trying to transform the post office into something else. And this is my opinion. I cannot say this is fact, but from what I've read and what I understand about it, because of the companies he owns that are affiliated with shipping and so forth, he would like to basically take the post office down and replace it with something, and hopefully he would benefit from that. That is his concern, is in my opinion. That's his main concern. And this year, again, he has closed a bunch of sorting centers. He's laid off a bunch of people. So if you had problems getting your packages for Christmas this year, you can blame him because he's responsible for it. I did not realize that there was a lot of people that felt the same way I did about this until I posted something in a reply on Twitter. Yes, I'm still on Twitter and I don't call it the other thing. Saying basically that the post office is in trouble, and because of people like me that have an online business and use the post office as the cheapest way to send packages to their customers. And you and I talked about this earlier, because I work mainly on Etsy, which is as high as 87% female owners on Etsy.
Which, I did not know that, but yeah.
Here again, we are. It's women that are going to be suffering more because of this, and I do know there are two senators in Minnesota, the two main senators from the United States senators from Minnesota, Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar, both are investigating this, and I have encouraged people to contact them because they are the ones that have. Amy Klobuchar posted it on her page that she was looking into DeJoy and his latest round of stuff that he's pulling to sabotage the post office, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, if you're interested in this, if you have an online business, it doesn't matter whether you're male or female, actually. If you have an online business and you use the post office to ship, you could be in trouble in the next few years because the post office is changing into something that's not even recognizable anymore. You can't count on it the way you used to be able to get packages there in time. So that's a big part of my business, and obviously it's a huge problem for me.
And it's interesting they have not removed him yet. There's a lot of reasons for it. And so there's a very strong actions to try to be taking him out, but there's a lot of laws in the way, it appears. I'm not sure we all completely understand that, but I will leave that. So you're saying that one of the things I hear you saying, and almost everyone who I'm speaking with this week, is that you're very much in saying you must go out and vote. If you want to make a difference, vote.
Hmm? You have to vote. If you don't vote, Trump will win if people don't vote, if people that want their freedoms do not want a dictator as president. That's probably his biggest threat, and he means it. He's not kidding. He may be nuts, but that hasn't stopped dictators from running countries before. North Korea is a perfect example. So You can laugh at him and say he's crazy, but that doesn't change the fact that he could still get elected to be our next president. And he would undo everything that Joe Biden has accomplished. And whether you love or hate Joe Biden, he has accomplished a lot during his first term. Whether you think he should run for a second term, to me, it's not important. What's most important to me is that Trump cannot be president again. And do we need a? Go ahead. What?
Go ahead.
Well, a lot of people say Trump, Biden's too old. Biden's too old. Well, Trump's too old too. And so, if I have a choice between Trump and Biden, I'm going to vote for Biden because Biden's concerned about my freedoms. Biden's concerned about my rights. He's concerned about my money. He's concerned about my own personal body autonomy. And I'm perfectly willing to put up with, the all the negative things they say about him for the next 4 years because I believe that he's the only one right now that can beat Trump that's, that's in the Democratic Party. After that, sure. Do we want a younger person? I think everybody thinks that. Yes, we want a younger person as president, but I don't think we're going to get it this time. So we have to concentrate on the main problem, which is getting the Republicans out of office because they are detrimental to our health and our life.
That makes absolute sense to me. And you also believe, if I'm not miscorrecting, that it's very hard for America, that Trump got elected in part because at the time we did not know how he was going to turn out. And it's very hard for America to see a woman as president. So you think there's a lot of misogyny in the voting system towards men, period, regardless of who they are, than it is over women, that women have a harder time getting elected. Is that, do you believe that's
Oh,
true?
absolutely. I mean, obviously, okay, nothing against Obama because Obama was a great president. It was so refreshing to have him in there. But they chose a black man over a white woman because they still think that women, they don't want a woman in there. They just don't. I don't know why. I'm not really sure what they're afraid of, but obviously they're afraid of something. And they were evidently terrified of Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was not my favorite person. I can't say that I liked everything she did, but she was a politician and she knew what she was doing. She would have done such a better job of running the country, especially during the COVID epidemic. She would have done what needed to be done. She would have recognized the problem. She would have taken care of it. And I mean, by all rights, she won the popular vote. So there you go. It's the Electoral College that's the problem right now.
Yeah, and that is something that people are playing with, and this idea of the anti-vote, the various lawsuits that are happening, everything else. So you believe if we don't vote, we're going to end up with Trump no matter what if we don't get out there and vote. So you see that we need to have a tremendously large vote to show that we're serious
Oh
about.
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I honestly, Hillary probably would have won if more women and more young people would have gotten out and voted for her. But at the time, there were so many people that thought Trump was going to be refreshing. I did was not one of them ever, but a lot of people felt that way. And a lot of people felt she was a career politician and well, and she was a woman and they didn't like her.
And
I
then
mean,
we.
yeah. Look what they did to her with the Benghazi thing. I mean, my gosh, they had her on the stand for how many hours? 11 hours,
That's
more
correct.
or more? Yeah.
And
Yeah.
now Biden did get a lot more women vote. They did get a lot more of the younger vote. And it said it made a difference. And then in 2022 elections, we saw a larger vote of younger people. It was actually younger people who had made a tremendous difference. That sort of thing. But. So we're seeing that. So are you, so you mentioned that you're fairly active on Facebook and you're fairly active in activist circles from home. That you deal with this from there. Can you talk about what you're seeing out there for women? Are women paying attention? Are young women paying attention?
I think they are. I think, okay, I'm not even sure paying attention is the right word. Women are angry. They're just plain angry. It's being reflected in every state that has tried to go in and to protect the abortion rights that women have. They've all passed, even in red states. Every single one has passed because women, let's face it, they're tired and they're pissed off. They're tired of being treated like this. They thought they had finally won a lot of their rights back, and now if the Republicans have their way, they will slowly be taken away once more. And I do think a lot more women are paying attention. And I know a lot of young people, men and women, are paying attention. Actually, I am the only place I'm really interested in politics or in political at all is on Twitter, because I have formed a group of like-minded people myself that are, you know, they're going to vote blue, they're going to vote for Biden, they're going to vote for women and for young people and all the rights that we deserve. And I think that probably those people, if they continue to recruit others like them, that, you know, we can get the job done. We can get a majority in the House and the Senate and the presidency, which is what we need for the next 4 years, so we can get stuff done. And we can pave the way for the next group of Democrats. And instead of being handed a presidency that's falling apart and is crumbling, which is what Biden was handed, they will be handed something positive and ready to go, and they can continue on. And I'm all for that. Young people, women, I'd love to see a woman president, but I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon. I suspect not.
And people always talk about Kamala Harris, vice president, as a potential next candidate. And
I don't know if Kamala is going to be able to do that if she runs. I don't know, because unfortunately she's a woman. And I'm not even sure we could elect another black man right now because of the horrible backlash that Obama got. I don't think people even realized or thought he would win. I think they thought it was a joke. And then when he won, and then when he won again, I think it set off a hidden layer of racism in this country that we know is there. It's always been there. And unfortunately, it was brought to the surface again. And Trump exacerbated that. He encouraged it. He encouraged misogyny. He encouraged racism. He encouraged hateful behavior, and still does. He's still working at it. And I just don't, the government needs to be controlled right now by liberals. I'm sorry. And if you're not a liberal, but that's my opinion. And I'm pretty sure that if we don't do that, well, I've heard there's a little slogan going around saying vote for Biden or you'll never vote again, meaning Trump will be dictator as long as he possibly can. And then he'll maybe appoint another dictator when he's done.
Certainly, we've seen this type of thing happen in other democracies, but most Americans say it would never happen here. And it's happening. So
that's what they said in Germany in 1939, too.
They did. And I'm that sort of thing. So you're seeing that. So the Supreme Court has been dangerous.
Compromised?
Do you feel so? That they're pushing back on the rights with the birth control and everything else. So voting is important, and handling this. What else can we, you know, is there anything else that you see that we should be doing?
Getting other people to vote. Honestly, the most important thing you can do this year is get other people to vote for the Democrats. I've even seen, I see Republicans that are going to vote for Democrats all the time now. Even conservative Republicans are kind of sick of what the other nutty Republicans are doing. It's like they can't do anything. They're afraid to do anything. They don't know what to do about it. They can't seem to break away from this whole Trumpian GOP, you know, group of crazy people. And they are, I hate to use the word crazy people, but they act like crazy people. So I guess that's the word I'm going to have to use for them.
Absolutely. And so there you go. I think we've had, you know, you've heard it, and vote. As Marion Kay says, you know, go out there, support women's businesses as you can. But really, the message of today from Marion Kay is to vote, right?
Absolutely. You've got, I don't know, there is no other thing that we can do right now. Well, you know, the DOJ is doing their job and we have to do our job, and that's to vote these people out that are taking away our rights. It's that simple.
And that means more than just they get involved, get active, you know, make your opinion known, and that sort of thing. And so with that, I want to thank Marianne, Marianne Kay, My Mystic Gems, for being here today. And I certainly hope that we will see women's issues at the forefront. And the best thing a woman can do is, as Marianne Kay says, vote. So blessings, and we'll be back more this week with Witch Rising.